ప్రతిపాదతి భువన మంగళ హరినామ సంకీర్తన భాగవతం కీ సమవేత భక్త వృంద కీ కృతై గౌరశ ధనాత్మానందే ఓం అజ్ఞానత నిరంధస్య జానందన శలాకయ చక్షురోన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయం కదాపి స్వోపదాంకితం వందేహం శ్రీ గురవ శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సగ్రజాతం సహగనా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదా సహగనా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖామితాశ్చ వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ So today we listen from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 3, canto 3, chapter 5, text 25, on the subject matter, Vidura starts with Maitreya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. సంద్రష్టు శక్తి సదశాత్మికా మాయ నామ మహాభాగ దైదం నిర్మమే
విభో
సావైతస్య సంద్రష్టు శక్తి సదశాత్మికా మాయ నామ మహాభాగ భయదం నిర్మమం విభో సావైతస్య సంద్రష్టు శక్తి సదశదాత్మికా మాయ నామ మహాభాగ భయదం నిర్మమే విభో
సాయ 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 సాయ
माता जी Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord is the seer and external energy which is seen works as both cause and effect in the cosmic manifestation. O greatly fortunate Vidura, this external energy is known as Maya or illusion, and through her agency only is the entire material manifestation made possible. Purport. The material nature known as Maya is both material and efficient cause of the cosmos. But in the background, the Lord is the consciousness for all activities. As in the individual body, the consciousness is the source of all energies of the body, so the supreme consciousness of the Lord is the source of all energies in material nature. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text 10 as follows. मयाधक्षण प्रकृति श्वेत सतराचरम हेतुना कौंतेय जगत विपरिवर्तते. थ्रू आउट ऑल द एनर्जीज ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर देयर इज द हैंड ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एज द फाइनल सुपरिंटेंडेंट. ड्यू टू द सुप्रीम कॉज ओनली द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर अपीयर प्लान्ड एंड सिस्टमेटिक एंड ऑल थिंग्स रेगुलरली एवल. दस इज एंड ऑफ द पर्पट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद. So this verse speaks about to the illusory energy of Krishna, which is known as Maya. So today we'll discuss about Maya. The Maya word is not known to all the people in the world, especially out of India. But Maya is very common word in India, people don't know. But not as they exactly in general sense what Maya is known by people, the meaning of Maya is not limited to that. Now also there is some Maya civilization. You go to internet, there is a Maya civilization. They said 2012 everything will be finished in South America, Maya civilization. So when I joined ISKCON like 30 years before, in 78, that time the Maya word was very much used. I remember if you get up late, oh Prabhu, you are in Maya Prabhu, or leave some person, whatever you do wrong, anything you do wrong, you are in Maya Prabhu. So I can say we used to hear Maya words more than Krishna words. Anything wrong, according to the insults, he said anything wrong, oh you are Prabhu, Maya, you are Maya Prabhu. It is like that. It's true, Maya has different meanings. Maya means we know illusory energy of Krishna, who is under illusion, oh he is Maya. Or who is not a Krishna Bhakta, he is Maya. And Maya has very greater role also in this creation. So before I get into that, I'll just tell you different meaning of Maya. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna saying, Ajo Pishan Abhayatma Bhutanang Ishwara Pishan Prakritin Swadhisthaya Sambhavami Atma Maya. Atma Maya. Krishna saying, Nahang Prakasa Sarvasa Yoga Maya Samabritam Maya Aparita Jnana. Then Krishna, Daihyesa Ganamai Mam Maya. The same word Maya has been used in different places. Even if in one place where it has been explained as that Ajo Pishan Abhyatma Bhutanang Ishwara Pishan प्रकृति स्वयं अधिष्ठा संभवामि आत्ममाया आई विल मैनिफेस्ट बाय आत्ममाया बिकॉज द अपीयरेंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनल ऑफ गॉडहेड इज वेरी कंफ्यूजिंग सब्जेक्ट मैटर ईच एंड एवरी आचार्य सो मच एलाबोरेट एक्सप्लेनेशन टू दिस वर्ड माया व्हाट इज माया माया डज नॉट मीन ओनली इल्यूजन माया इज नॉट ओनली इग्नोरेंस माया से आत्म माया मीन्स आई एम अपीयरिंग बाय आत्म माया माया मीन्स इच्छा माय डिजायर बाय माय स्वीट डिजायर आई एम अपीयरिंग दैट इज वन मीनिंग ऑफ माया मीन्स डिजायर संभवामि आत्म माया माया मीन्स कृपा मर्सी आई एम अपीयरिंग बीइंग मर्सीफुल अपॉन द फॉलन लिविंग एंटिटीज माया माया मीन्स ज्ञान संभवामि आत्म माया सज्ञान विथ फुल नॉलेज आई एम अपीयरिंग इन दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड सो दिस वन वर्ड गिव्स सो मेनी डिफरेंट मीनिंग्स माया डजंट मीन ओनली somebody get up let go oh, your maya prabhu so many different meaning but you have to understand what is used for which purpose maya also the energy in sandarbha krishna sandarbha bhagavat sandarbha jiva goswami explain different meaning of maya maya means energy maya means desire maya means swarup shakti that is also maya swarup shakti internal potential chit shakti that is also maya and maya also pratarana shakti the cheating potency of the supreme personality of godhead maya means kripa shakti maya means dambha pride that is also maya and maya means jnana knowledge maya means ignorance and maya means also jnana knowledge and maya means knowledge of inquisitiveness because he is in the maya but he knowledge inquisitiveness then maya means buddhi the intelligence sindhu say maya means also trigunatmika maya that is also daivihesa gunamai maya duratya the trigunatmika maya that is also maya then maya means also gunamaya or pradhan the sukshma prakriti before the cosmic manifestations manifest the sukshma prakriti that is also maya so maya means also as you know from Srimad Bhagavatam chatushloki bhagavat narayan explained to brahma about this maya what is the maya ritam artham tat pratyate na pratyate chatmani tat vidyat atmanam mayam tatha bhasa tatha tamah another interesting real meaning of maya is what appears to be truth whether to me is certainly my illusory energy if you find some value with something that is not related to krishna for nothing can exist without him everything exists only because of him his internal energy external energy yoga maya mahamaya So it is like a reflection of real light in the shadows. For in the light, there is neither shadow nor reflection. And Prabhupada says the literal meaning of maya. Ma means not. Ya means this. So maya means not this. Not this, not this, maya. And Srila Prabhupada also, in his purport, he is saying, maya means the false concept. That anything can exist for the Lord Krishna or for any purpose other than the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. So these are the so many different meaning of maya. So now we will go to discuss. There are so many meanings. But what is the general meaning of maya? Just like maya means fast, maya means shakti, the energy. So Lord has energy थ्री कैटेगरी एनर्जी चित शक्ति जीव शक्ति माया शक्ति ऑल आर माया इफ यू टेक द मीनिंग ऑफ माया इज एनर्जी चित शक्ति स्वरूप शक्ति antaranga shakti, that is also maya. We take energy as the meaning, maya. Not a chit shakti. Then there is jiva shakti, that which is tatastha shakti, jiva shakti. Then there is bahiranga, external energy. But that specifically told in Shastra, this is maya shakti. Chit shakti, jiva shakti and maya shakti. The three shaktis are there. So though there is yoga maya and mahamaya, when we say maya, then generally we understand the illusory energy or mahamaya, energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So from Srimad Bhagavatam, I'll just give a brief explanation of this mahamaya. You see, living entities in spiritual world, Shastra, Prabhupada saying, when we came, how we came, don't try to ask this question, don't try to find answer to this question. But we know, Shastra says, why we are coming here? Krishna bhuli jayji bhagavan cha kare, nikatastha mayatare, jhapatyata. This is the reason given. When any time living entity develops desire to enjoy, forgetting Krishna, then maya catches him. Okay, when you are in spiritual world, that is Radha Madhava ki. When you are in spiritual world, we are enjoying there with Krishna. But there are khara and akhara. The living entities, some living entities have propensity to fall. That may develop this desire. Then let me see how this material world is. Let me have taste. No? So it falls down to this. But when it comes to this material world, what happens? This material world is full of misery, sufferings. Dukkhalam, asasatam. Shankaracharya saying, punarapi janamam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani yatharasayanam. Krishna saying, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dasana darsanam. The trita place, the sansara davanala, you are burning in fire in this material world. We are all in the inside of fire in this material world. But the interesting thing is, okay, by mistake we came here, but now we are burning. But none of us, we want to go back to Godhead. We want to go free from this fire. Why is that? You put fire, a house put fire. There's a house in fire. And you take 5-10 people, throw them into fire. What they'll do? What they'll do? They'll run away, na? Do you have to go and give seminar to them? Please run away from here. They have to give Bhagavad class. No, they're simply run away. You don't have to give slide presentation, seminars, explain them, please run away from this place, run away from this place. That doesn't happen there. They just run away. But why you don't run away? Why you don't? No, let me stay here a little bit more. The whole science working behind this. And Prabhupada saying, yes, this Mahamaya works. The Mahamaya has two aspects. Mahamaya has two aspects. The energy. That is the energy or Maya, Chit Shakti, then Jiva Shakti, Maya Shakti. This Maya has two aspects. That is said, one Maya, you know, prakhyapatmika shakti. Prabhupada's explaining. Prakhyapatmika. That shakti, prakhyapa means thrust to this material world. Prakhyapatmika shakti. But once living entity understand, oh, so much suffering, very quickly they'll run away. There is avaranatmika shakti, which covers the intelligence of the living entity. So as a result, asatyare satyakare mane, what not to be truth, he thinks it's truth. Then not suffering though is enjoyment. This concept comes from this specific component of maya. And it has been explained in scriptures that two kinds of maya, there is the jiva maya and guna maya. There is some terminology you have to remember. Jiva maya and guna maya. What is jiva maya function? Jiva maya covers the intelligence of the living entities. Jiva Maya. And Jiva Maya, there are two kinds of Jiva Maya. One is Aparanatmika, another is Vikshepatmika. Aparana means covers. The Jiva Maya, Aparanatmika Jiva Maya, it covers the intelligence, jnana. What jnana? What intelligence? Prasvarup jnana. It covers the intelligence, jnana. What jnana? Prasvarup jnana is covered. So as a result, first step, living entity doesn't understand who he is. That is called by Avaranatmika Shakti. Then Vikshepatmika Shakti quarks. So what is the function of Vikshepatmika Shakti? One Shakti, one Maya, covers our intelligence and doesn't allow us to understand our Swarup Jnana. The other one is sitting there, Vikshep. Vikshep means diverts your attention, Vikshepatmika. Diverts your attention to body, to matter. Just like Brahma in his prayer saying, Bhayam Ditya Abhinivasatasyat Isha Apatasya Viparjaya Smritaha Tat Maya. Because of his Maya, Bhayam Ditya Abhinivasatasyat Isha Apatasya Viparjaya Smritaha. When the living entity, by Maya, energy of Krishna, Abhinivasa, Ditya Abhinivasa, his concentration, meditation should go on Krishna, but this Vikshepatmika Shakti diverts their attention to secondary object, Ditya, means secondary object, this material one. As a result, the living entity develops intelligence, understanding that the body is everything and satisfaction body of my body is everything. This is how the two mayas, they work. So this is Jiva Maya. Is known as the Jiva Maya and Guna Maya, I have told you. Jiva Maya, for everything in this material world, in this creation, Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explaining, is a Nimitta Karana and Upadana Karana. Upadana means the ingredients and Nimitta means the cause. I'll give you an example to understand. Just like in a clay pot, the potter making a clay pot. So to make clay pot, he needs ingredients. What are the ingredients for making clay pot? The water and the earth and clay. Two ingredients. That is upadana karana. Same way, the clay pot is made by two things. By the wheel, chakra, and the potter is there. The potter and wheel, they are known as nimitta karana. And the clay and the water, they are known as upadana karana, that ingredients. The same with this material world also created two things, upadana karana ingredients and that is reason also. This maya shakti, jiva maya, is the nimitta karana. Just like the potter and the chakra, they are behind. So that is like Sri, Bhu and Durga. By Sri, shakti all maintenance takes place. By Bhu Shakti, all creation takes place. And Durga Shakti, Sangharika Shakti, all annihilation takes place. So that is Jiva Maya. And Guna Maya, is Raja Guna, Tama Guna, and Sakta Guna. This is Guna Maya. They create ingredients, like Upadana, Karana, ingredients. Just as you have heard from Srimad Bhagavatam, before this material cosmic manifestation comes to existence, everything is Sukma Prakriti, Maya Dakshana Prakriti, Sweta Sacharacharam, everything by my Ichana. Lord, he put his glance to pregnant, Sukma Prakriti. And the Sukma Prakriti Pradhan, then comes Mahatattva. And Mahatattva comes Ahankar Tattva. And three kinds of Ahankar Tattva, Sattvik, Rajasik and Tamasik, Vaikari, Taijasa and Tamasa. And from there, all the khiti, optes, marutubyam, earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, all these things manifest. So these are ingredients. This I give a brief explanation of the greatness of this Maya. How does great role this whole creation, maintenance and annihilation of this material world. father explained to you, the Maya is such a thing, we get into it, very difficult to give up. Why that happens? Why can't we give up Maya? I'll give an example. There is a man who is very hungry. For few days he has nothing to eat. So he is getting a lot of stomach pain. So when you get stomach pain, what do you do? You put a pillow and press the stomach, now so that you get relief from stomach pain. This person went to a temple and there's a pillar. He is holding the pillar like this, pressing his belly to the pillar. So when he pressed his belly to the pillar, so his pain reduced, he's standing like that. And after some time, he saw one lady coming from the temple carrying some puff rice in her hand. And then this man said, oh, my mom, my mother, please, I'm very hungry. He's holding like this. Please give me something to eat. The lady said, yes, please take something to eat. He's holding like this. The lady said, please show your hand. Leave the pillar. No, I can't leave the pillar. Why? You know, because the relief he's getting from his pen. He's thinking, if I leave this pillar, I'll get pain. He doesn't understand. He may get temporary pain by leaving the pillar, but his disease will be cured. He doesn't understand that. He said, no, I can't leave this pillar. This is what happened to us. He's holding like this, and he's saying, okay, give me puff rice here. So she put puff rice here. Now how you leave? The pillar is there. He can bring like this. And if he leaves his hand, all puff rice will fall down. So he gets stuck. Even if he has everything, still he can't become free. So living in our case is like this. So Maya is designed in such a way, all tribulations we have put into is some temporary relief. And we think that is what it is. We don't have to give that up. No, there is a better way. We can get puff rice, free from stomach relief. But this temporary relief we are getting, we don't want to give that up. This is another trick of Maya. As Prabhupada giving a nice example, well-known example, that how, when we are suffering, we see some hope of enjoyment. Just like the example of Prabhupada as donkey, very lazy fellow. He doesn't like to work at all. The washerman will put one bundle of cloth, heavy bundle of cloth on his back, and beat him. He's so lazy, he will not walk one step with him. Then what the washerman will do? Put a stick on top of his head, 1 foot ahead, will make him, he'll hang one bunch of green grass. Then this he asks, wow, nice green grass. Even very lazy, he'll think that if I walk one step ahead, I'll get this grass. So he'll put one step ahead. Then what will happen? He'll get the grass. The grass will go one step ahead. The same way, Maya is putting this carrot, they say in English, and this green grass, and making us to walk life after life and life after life. Maya is very interesting subject matter. Now how we get into Maya? We can't understand it. We can't understand it. All of a sudden we'll see, we'll find we're in Maya one day. Once Narada Muni went to Vaikuntha to find out what is Maya. Then he went to Narayan. So Narayan was very busy in his office work, not big maintenance. So he's gone the whole universe. So his secretary said, you wait for some time. Narayan finishes office work, he'll talk to you. For Narayan doesn't take much time. Very quickly finish work. He said, okay, Narada, what can I do for you? Then Narada said, oh my Lord, I just came from material world. I saw your Maya Shakti is working there. What is Maya? Can you make me understand what is Maya is all about? Then Narayan said, oh my dear Narada, whole day I was busy in the office. I feel too tired. So what you can do, let us have a walk. While you're walking, I'll explain you about the Maya. Then Narayan and Narada Muni, they started to walk on the street in Vaikuntha. Then Narada could see that entering a very nice area, nice roads, both sides in forest, and birds, chirping birds, and flowers, fruits, very nice environment. When they're walking, there's a crossing place, four roads crossing, two roads crossing. At the crossing place, Narada felt very thirsty. So Narada asked Narayan, "My Lord, can I get some water nearby here? I'm feeling very thirsty." After some Golok Vrindavan, there is no tube well, no tap to drink water. Narayan said, "Oh, there is nothing here. But if you want to drink, you can go nearby this river. Go to the river, drink some water and come back. I am waiting for you. On this square, I am sitting here. You go drink water and come back." So Narada Muni went to drink water from the river. So he had to bend down, pick up the water. Just was about to drink, somebody called from his bed, "Oh, Narada Muni, Narada Muni, wait, wait a minute, wait a minute." So Narada Muni threw that water and looked back. So that's a tribal man. He said, "Oh, Narada Muni, you are here. You are taking so much trouble to drink this water from the river. Why don't you come to my house? I have very nice cool water. From clay jug I have kept, I'll feed you. So I'll give you to drink. That's nice water." Then Narada Muni thought, "Oh, that is a very good idea. Why take so much trouble to drink water like this? Let him go comfortably drink some water in his house." So he went to his house. Then when he reached there, then this tribal man said, "Oh, Narada Muni, after so long time, you have come to my house. How can I let you go just by drinking some water? Please wait a few minutes. I'll run to the forest, bring some fruits for you. When you eat fruit, then drink water." Then Narada Muni said, "Oh, it's a very good idea. I can eat fruit and drink water." And Narayan is sitting there on the square waiting for Narada Muni. Then this tribal man, he had a daughter. He told his daughter, "Oh, Sadhu Baba has come, Narada Muni. You take care of him nicely, do nice service, do fanning to him." So she was serving very sincerely. So in the meantime, Narada Muni became attracted to this girl. So when his tribal, his father came back, Narada Muni said that, "If you don't mind, I have one proposal for you." "So what is the proposal?" "If you don't mind, I can marry your daughter." The tribal man said, "Oh, oh Bhagya, I am so fortunate. My daughter will marry Devasi Narada. I am very fortunate, of course, definitely. Send me to Narada." And he stayed there in that house, tribal man's house. And Narada was waiting at the square. Narada went to drink some water. So Narada is very busy in household activities. Now he has to go to plow the field. He has to carry the plow and harvest the crops. All kinds of activities. He's busy day and night. He's busy. In the meantime, he has begot one son also, from the tribal girl, one son. So one day, inside, they are living on the bank of the river. And their courtyard was just on the bank of the river. Inside the house, they are husking the paddy. Now in India, they have special machine, wooden machine. One by leg, you press it, by your feet, you go up and husk the paddy, like this. So both are husking the paddy. And the boy was playing out in the courtyard, the bank of the river. And something they could hear, something fell into the river. And Narada Muni's wife said, "Hey, something fell, maybe our son fell into the river, please go check." Narada Muni said, "Oh, no, 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 why our son, something must have." But mother Sahad is very soft. She could not tolerate. She said, "No, no, no, let me go see. And what happened?" Then she went outside. Narada Muni was inside. Then after some time, Narada Muni could hear more bigger sound came up, as if somebody has fell outside the river. Then Narada Muni said, "What is going on?" So he went outside. Then he saw his wife and son both are drowning in the water. Both are fallen into water. So Narada Muni became very worried. What to do? How to save them? When Narada Muni thought, anyway, the son will die. Let son die. At least I rescue my wife, I'll have more sons, no problem. So he wanted to save his wife. His wife is floating in the water. Narada Muni not jumping into water to save her. He's walking by the side of the river. He has stopped chanting Narayan, but the Veena is there, that instrument. Veena, Jantara. Bina got the one side, the sticks comes like this, you know, two, three sticks. He is holding the Bina, trying to pull the hair of that lady, not to rescue. So lady is floating, Narada walking, the bank of the river, going at one place, there's a landslide. Landslide, so Narada fell into the river also. So Narada fell into the river, he's drowning, drinking water. So he just shouted, Narayan, Narayan. He shouted like that. So when he shouted, then he saw. There's no mother, there's no son, nobody is drowning. He's standing at the same place, whose place he first went to drink the water. He's standing there alone. Nothing is there. And next to him, Narayan is standing next to him. And Narayan tapping from behind Naradmuni. Now you understand what is Maya? This is Maya how works. You came to drink water, then you went to fruits, then you married, you look at this is how Maya is very expert. Maya works very expertly. That's why Krishna is saying, Dalviya sa gunamayi mahamaya dharatya. This Maya is so powerful, ujjanti jata suraya. How to speak of ordinary living entities, suraya, great demigods. Brahma got bewildered, Indra become bewildered, Shiva becomes bewildered, big rishis, Sauvaramani, 60,000 years sitting under the water, just imagine. What control he had on his senses. Just by seeing the union of two fishes, finish. Just finish. Mujjanti jatasuraha. Munarapi mati brahma. Great muni rishis, they also get bewildered. They also get bewildered. What is the ordinary living entities? I'll give one example of the Jaimini Rishi, when Dasadev narrating him the power of Maya, how powerful Maya is. So the Munarapi Mati Brahma, get Muni Rishis, they get bewildered. They fall into Maya. And Jaimini Rishi said, what? We are great Muni Rishis, we also fall into Maya. I don't accept it. Then Dasadev said, Jaimini, whatever I say, you just write it. Then Jaimini, no, I don't believe, how can I write it? I will not write these things, they are dictating, no? Then Dasadev said, okay, you go to your house, tomorrow you come back. So Jaimini Rishi, he went to his ashram in the middle of the forest. So midnight, huge storm, rain, storm, lightning, huge sound. And Jaimini heard somebody screaming, oh, protect me, protect me, protect me, screaming. Some lady was shouting and screaming. And Jaimini thought, what is happening? So just to see, to know what is going on, just open his window. So when he opened his window, the dark night, that time there's lightning, you know. The lightning he saw, that the lady, very helplessly, she's shouting and screaming, help me, help me, help me. Then Jaimini Rishi went out, said, how can I help you? Said, this midnight horse like, why need some shelter? Jaimini said, okay, come to my ashram, you stay in one room. Then he gave one room to her, and Jaimini Rishi instructed her, night time, don't open the door. Close it tightly. Anybody comes, don't open the door. If I will call you, still you don't open the door. When daytime comes, open the door, then you will go. Stay there, okay? Let it close the door and stay inside. Then Jaimini Rishi went to sleep. But he's trying to sleep, but he could not sleep. Why you know he could not sleep? He could not sleep because that lady was coming in his mind again and again. He saw nicely that lady's figure like this, lightning time, that much. And that much entered into his head so seriously. He was trying to sleep, but he was not able to sleep. He wanted to enjoy that lady. And finally, he came to the door of that lady, the room she was staying, banging at the door. Hey, open the door, open the door. She said, no, no, I will not open the door. Hey, no, no, open the door, open the door. So no, Jaimini has said, I will not open the door, he's saying. Jaimini said, I am telling you open the door. She said, Jaimini has told me, even if Jaimini will call, I will not open the door. Then the impact said, no, no, you must open the door. Then finally she opened the door. And Janvi went inside and told him, I have one proposal for you. You want to marry me? He said, yes, I will marry you. But I have one condition. The condition is, you see, few kilometers from here, there is Durga Mandir. The condition is, I had a condition, whoever will marry me, he has to do one job. What is that job? That he has to crawl on the ground like a horse. And I'll sit on top of him. So you have to crawl like a horse. I'll sit on top of you. You have to carry me to that Durga Mandir. Then you will be qualified to marry me. Jaimini said, oh, this must not be a big problem. I'll do it, no problem. Then immediately he acted like a horse. And this fat lady sat on top of him. And dark night, so much thorns, stone. Jaimini see carrying this lady, you know, so much trouble, and struggling, and so bleeding. But somehow he managed. He managed up this Durga temple. By that time, the almost end of the night, lightly, slightly you can see, Jaimini is very happy, oh, I have made it. I made it, now I will marry this lady. So when he reached the temple, this lady stood up. Then Jaimini said, I did my job, now she's my wife. So very gladly, now very happy, he just went to embrace this lady. When he went to embrace this lady, then he found this lady has a long beard. It looked very nice to me, this lady. Then Jaimini said, how? He has a Vyasadeva himself. Says Vyasadeva. Then Vyasadeva said, she feels so embarrassed. To see Dasadeva. Then Dasadeva said, Jaimini, are you ready now to write that line I told you? That you do not accept Munarati Matya Brahma? All get Muni received, also get affected by this. You do not accept that? Are you ready to accept mine? Yes, yes, Gurudev, right now I will write it. So the Maya works. Maya works. On each and every living entity, great personality, and also, Maya works on Krishna. Very interestingly. Maya works on Krishna. Have you imagined? We know the demons, they don't know Krishna as God. That everybody know. Demons, they don't know Krishna as God. This pure devotee, topmost, purest devotee, Brajavasis, they don't know Krishna as God. Krishna himself, he doesn't know that he is God. But still he is God. Very interesting subject matter. Demons, they don't know Krishna is God. Brajavasi, they don't know Krishna is God. Krishna himself, he doesn't know he is God also. How this works? Maya also works there. When Maya works upon us, we say, oh, we are bewildered. Isn't it? The living entities are bewildered. When it works upon Krishna, we say, oh, he is enchanted by Maya. He's a bewildered, he's enchanted. He's overwhelmed by Maya. But this Maya, what is used for both cases, but there's a big difference. Maya works upon the living entity, and it is Swarup Shakti, Yoga Maya, Atma Maya, or Antaranga Shakti, Swarup Shakti, that is within him. He's not depending upon something, he's not affected by some energy, external energy. It's within him, which is helping him for it, past tense. There's a big difference. Mahamaya and Yoga Maya, the Prabhupada explained is the same thing, just like electricity. How you use it? You can use it for refrigerator, cooling, and use it for iron, very heat also. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining, when Parvati came to Antardip, to Srimandardip, he explained the whole philosophy of Maya, how it works. Same, two sides of a coin. And Bhagavatam also, Tathasulaki Bhagavat explains, what is the Maya? Anything you deduct from me, that is Maya. Anything connect to me, that is Maya. The material world is not a Maya. Material world is not a Maya. But to think material world separate from Krishna, that is Maya. This illusion. What is illusion? Material world is not illusion. But to think material world is separate from Krishna, that is illusion. Very clearly, this has been explained. And the last thing, I'll just give you an example Prabhupada has given to make us understand how same Maya, which works upon us, and same Maya works in spiritual world, works upon Krishna, works upon his devotee in a different way. Prabhupada gives an example to understand this. Just like the children's, one blind man cannot see. One blind man not able to see. For children, when they play hide and seek, then one child has to close his eyes. That time, he is not able to see. In both cases, blind man cannot see. And the child who is closing his eyes, he cannot see. Both are not able to see. There is a big difference. Isn't it? Big difference. Blind man is first. And this boy enjoys his closing his eyes by his own hand. So Krishna's case happens like that. Krishna doesn't know he is Bhagavan. But better enjoyment, and that comes from Swarup Shakti. Not some external energy acting upon him. That is from the Swarup Shakti. So in this way, from our discussions today, you know, energy means Chit Shakti, energy means Jiva Shakti and Maya Shakti. Maya Shakti has two components, Jiva Maya and Guna Maya. Jiva Maya has two things, Avanatmaka and Vikshepatmaka, how it works in spiritual level. This Maya is so powerful, starting from the ordinary living entities. All the great personalities like Shiva, Brahma also get influenced by Maya. And Maya, another aspect also works on the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a spectacular way, that wonderful way. If he, this Mahamaya works in such a wonderful way, just imagine how nice and how wonderfully the Yoga Maya must be working, which is directly in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai Mahadevi ki, Jai Bhagavan Krishna ki. So there are lot of things about this Maya. That's why Krishna is saying, just by understanding the aspect of Maya Shakti, one will go back to Godhead. But it's not so easy to understand Maya Shakti. How to speak of Bhagavan? Very difficult to understand Bhagavan. Once Brahma was doing tapasya for 100 years to understand Bhagavan. After 100 years, he said, oh, after 100 years, now I have understood Bhagavan. So Narayan appeared in front of him. Asked Brahma, you have understood me? Understood Bhagavan? He said, yes, I have understood. What have you understood? I have understood after 100 years tapasya that I can never understand you. I never have understood. So this is the kind of things. Don't try to understand him. He can't understand his Maya Shakti. Sometimes I think Maya is never looking at us. Maya by her associates, by her chellis, finish us. What is Maya will never look at us. We will get out of Maya, that level, we take our head out, then Maya will look like this, get down. This is our situation. So understanding this power of Maya, then pure devotees, they just give up all the hopes, simply surrender to Krishna. That's why Krishna is saying, Daviyesa gunamai, maamaya durataya, maam ebam je prapadyante, maya metam, tarak. Very simple principle. Simply surrender unto me. Otherwise, there is no question. Thank you all very much for attending the hearing. So I take opportunity to tell you why I choose this topic, Maya, today. Last year, if any of you were here, I was giving a class on death that day. So I was trying to write a book on death. So that time I begged blessings of our devotees, please bless me so that I can complete this book. By your blessings, the death book has been completed. The final call. So this book name is very horrible. And it's not so pleasant. I tell this book unpresentable book. I feel also somebody I want to get. I give to a higher level called death. And feel. But inside subject matter is very sweet. You like. And I am working on a book on Maya. And you see how vast the subject matter is once you enter into Maya. you really enter into Maya. So I beg blessings of all assembled Vaishnavas. Please bless and pray for me so I can complete this book so we all can share this book. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhupada.